Hello, internet, and welcome back to JL Plays, the podcast with the host screaming into the ether, hoping someone will hear him. Brought to you through your favorite podcast of choice, be it Spotify, Anchor, Google, even on Pocket Cast, and of course, iTunes. And once again, I'd just like to let you know that you can now support me on Patreon at patreon.com/JLPlays. We have a link for you in the show notes. There are three tiers for you to choose from, which is bronze, silver, and gold for general support, for being amazing, and for, oh my God, holy cow, I can't believe you actually are this awesome. Thank you so much. And they all have their own perks to them, like no ads whatsoever for you, and early access to each new episode every week. Also, bonus episodes like the minisodes will now be Patreon exclusive. And being able to let me know what you want me to review. So check it out. It's, again, there's a link for you in the show notes. Just go straight there and see if you'd like to support this podcast, but only if it will cost you no financial harm, because that's something that I do not wish for you. So with that, let's get right into the show with today's topics, which are The Northmen, now streaming. Also, Firestarter and Star Trek Strange New Worlds, episodes 1 and 2. But first, some little quickie things like what have I been watching? Well, a quickie thing that I've been watching is The Last Bus streaming on Netflix. It's a UK show for kids. It pretty much is these kids seem to be the last survivors of this world-ending event that happened with this Steve Jobs dude who creates these robots, and somehow, some way, they malfunction and they start vaporizing all the humans. And now they're just trying to stay alive and get to their parents. But once they make it home, they realize that everybody's gone. And now they're headed to a military base where one of the kids' fathers works there. And the little adventures that they have trying to get away from all these robots that are chasing them and whatnot. And yeah, it's very fun for kids. It's definitely for the ages of anywhere from 10 to, let's say, 13, 14. It's definitely for that age range. And if you have them, I think you'll give it a watch for them. They'll probably enjoy themselves very much. Also, I've been watching The Man Who Fell to Earth streaming on Showtime. Now, I will go to a bigger review with this next episode. But for now, let me just say that I'm just waiting for episode 4 to release so I can give it more of a proper feel for it, because I really do enjoy this and it's really good, but I really want to get a bigger feel and see where it's really going. Once it gets to episode 4, I think that's where we're going to see things open up. But yeah, that's what I've been watching for this week and for the past few weeks, I should say. And it's really fun stuff, really interesting stuff. And I hope you all check it out and give it a shot. But with that, let's get right into it with the first topic, which is Firestarter 2022 remake, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Something feels weird. Something's changing.
You remember the tools we taught you, right?
Pencil, desk, paper, shoes.
You think okay, Charlie?
It happened again.
What happened?
The bad thing.
If you ever start to lose control, what do you do?
He's not a robot, Annie. She's a little girl. With little girl emotions, which are wildly unpredictable.
Our responsibility is getting her ready.
Our responsibility is to protect her.
Charlie?
If they catch her, they're going to put her in a cage.
Charlie?
They're going to run tests on her for the rest of her life. We'll never see her again.
If who catches me?
Something's happened. I need it handled with discretion. And I need her back alive.
Bad men are after us. Really bad.
I hate living like this!
I want to help her.
You want to use her?
Charlie?
Don't be stupid.
Where's Mommy?
Do you feel that? Let her go or it's gonna get a lot worse.
Where's Mommy? Tell me now!
A real life superhero.
You need to understand how to use it. Can't be a reaction. It's got to be a decision. It's the only way that you can control it.
I don't want to hurt anyone. But it feels kind of good.
That was a quick trailer for Firestarter 2022 Remake, starring Ryan Kira Armstrong as Charlie, Zac Efron as Andy, Sidney Lemon as Vicky Tomlinson, Kurt Wood Smith as Dr. Joseph Wanless, Gloria Rubin as Captain Jane Hollison. And a quick synopsis for this is, for more than a decade, parents Andy and Vicky have been on the run, desperate to hide their daughter, Charlie, from a shadowy federal agency that wants to harness her unprecedented gift for creating fire into a weapon of mass destruction. Now, let me just say that this film was nothing to write home about. I did not see them needing to remake this movie whatsoever. And by watching this again, it really shows that you really did not need to remake. This film starts with Charlie being in school. Well, actually, the movie starts with them doing this whole background with the parents, them meeting, them running away. And then we pick up years later that we find out that they got married. They had Charlie, and that she had powers from the time she was born all the way to now. And she's been suppressing her powers thanks to the help of her father helping her control it. And yes, this film is absolutely no different from the original films. And the only reason I see them making this is to new license agreements going in, whatnot. You know, other than that, there's no real reason to actually create this film. But yeah, enough of my gripes. What is the film like? Well, the film is definitely the same. It's like B for B. It's the same film that you saw back in the day with Drew Barrymore, if you're around my age or older or a little bit younger. If you saw that film, you saw this film. There's absolutely no reason to watch this film if you've already seen that film, other than curiosity. Now, if you're new to this movie itself, or this, by the way, this is written by Stephen King. This is a Stephen King book that was made into a film. This is continuing the Stephen King remakes that's been going on for the past few years now. But back to what I was saying, if you've never seen the original, then watch this. Other than missing the amazing, great performance of Drew Barrymore as a child, you're not missing much at all. Here, the effects are obviously better because they're using more modern techniques, also using CG. And also, what I did find interesting, they use a lot of practical effects here, especially for Charlie's fire. I found that very interesting. I enjoyed that. Like, they kept it, you know, they did it old school. They actually used a flamethrower to show her, you know, throwing fire. Again, you can tell that it's a flamethrower that they're using, so that's not giving anything away. But yeah, other than that, I think this film is very, very basic. Just because it's been done, and it's been done with a great child actor. And Ryan Armstrong, she is no slouch either. She does an amazing job here. It's just that you're comparing her to Drew Barrymore, and that's not going to end well for you. Now, if you want to contrast and compare their both films, the 1984 version and this one, again, are both in Paramount Plus. You could watch them both. They're streaming for free with ads, so you don't have to worry about, you know, cost or anything. They're there for you to watch, and that's pretty much it. I do think the new one, I might be wrong, but I think the new one might be, you need to sub to it, but I could be wrong. I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, Firestarter 2022 is decent film, beat for beat, the same as the 1984 film. Also, let me just say about the powers, they're called push. They call it push, like they push their abilities towards someone. That's where it comes from. This was a very secretive organization that made these people. And Charlie is the first, you know, actual mutant, because the parents were actually made into mutants, or, you know, made to, were given the serum to actually have powers. And Charlie was born and conceived after that fact. So thus, she was born with both of these powers. A little bit of her mother, a little bit of her father, but mostly her own power. And she's extremely, extremely powerful. And that's why the government wants her, because they do want to study her and do want to use her as a weapon. And they've done this to a lot of people. And the man hunting them is also a pusher. He's a Native American. That he has a line where he says, well, before they tested it on you, they had to test it on the guinea pigs. He means him and his people. So, yeah. Again, let me just say that watch either one and you'll be fine. Firestarter itself is a good movie. It's a good story. You know, it's not the greatest Stephen King story, but it's definitely a good story. The characters are very, for the most part, basic, but overall, decent film. Just don't let Firestarter start a fire with you. Just enjoy the film for what it is. And with that, let me just say that don't forget that everything I talk about in this show has links for you in the show notes. Also, if you'd like to find me on Twitter, you can reach me at twitter.com/jlplay78, or you can reach me by email at jlplayspodcast@gmail.com, or even, again, Patreon. You can sign up for Patreon and we can have conversations. I have plenty of ways to reach me. Let me know what you think of everything I talk about each and every week. Did I get anything wrong? Did I get anything right? Did you agree with me? Do you disagree with me? Let me know your thoughts. I'll be waiting for you. And with that, let's move on to the next one, which is Star Trek Strange New World. I'm Peacock.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt. This is your captain?
Mission.
To chart the stars. Push the boundaries of what is known and what is possible.
I'm standing on the surface of a comet.
I love this job.
These people, this crew, I believe we can do anything.
You wanted to seek out new life.
Go where the aliens are.
Your presence is blasphemy.
Let's talk about this. Find some comfort.
I think that went well.
Maybe we don't touch anything else. Just a suggestion.
No one can know the future. One can only follow one's instincts.
You're the best of Starfleet.
Our ability to work together, that's our greatest strength.
Let's show them what you got.
That was a trailer for Star Trek Strange New World, streaming on Peacock, starring Anson Mount, Ethan Peck, Rebecca Romijn, Jess Bush, Babs Olason Mokun, just to name some of this large cast. Now, a quick synopsis for this is, follow Christopher Pike, Spock, and number one in the years before Captain Kirk boarded the USS Enterprise as they explore new worlds around the galaxy. Now, before I get started, let me just say that I waited this long because I needed to see at least 2 episodes of this before I even gave my thoughts on it. And also, I needed to wait for other people to review this and talk about it before I even started to watch this series. Because after the disaster that this that is Star Trek Discovery, or STD. Yeah, because that is an STD on the freaking Star Trek franchise. Not to mention also Picard. What a disappointment that is. Honestly, the biggest disappointment I've seen in forever. So I needed to wait. I was skeptical about this whole series all the way until I actually saw it. And I like to say that I'm so happy that my worries were for naught so far. I seen episode 1 and episode 2. And thus, so far, so good. This is what Star Trek used to be. This is what Star Trek is supposed to be. This is what Gene Roddenberry created Star Trek to be. An exploration. A future where humanity has gone past its moronic and stupidity, where we no longer fight wars against each other. We don't try to kill each other. Our greed has disappeared. No more greed of trying to get the next best thing. No more greed of wanting what the other person has. No more greed of anything. No more greed of money, because money is non-existent in the Star Trek universe for humans. The only time we see any currency is when we're dealing with other aliens, because they haven't really evolved past the money issue or the currency issue. Humans have evolved to where everything we do for the betterment of the planet, for the betterment of our species. So we all work together. We all live together now. Everything we do is for the betterment of Earth and its people and Starfleet in general. And also, there's no more bigotry, no more hatred. Doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, do you like to wear dresses as a guy? Doesn't matter. It's all there. It's all part of Star Trek. We live in a utopia. That's what Star Trek is. Star Trek is a utopia. And this seems to be bringing it back to that. And that's what I fell in love with when I was a child with Star Trek. It is that hopeful, beautiful aspect of humanity that we all have, that we all destroy, because we let ourselves be guided by the worst of us instead of being guided by the best of us. And here, Anson Mount plays an amazing Captain Pike. He's brilliant in this. He's having fun with the role. The characters are all great. Spock is acting like Spock. Characters are acting with purpose, with everything that pretty much you don't see in Picard or STD, you see here. You see character development. You see characters on why they do a certain things. Why do they think this way? Because they were. This is how they were. This is what happened to them. You find out you have character growth, character background, characters with purpose, you know, and some without purpose that are finding their purpose. It's all here. And there's moments in here that are brilliant. For instance, one moment being in the episode where they do first contact because this planet is about to blow itself up and its people, and it's all their fault because of something that happened in Discovery. So now Captain Pike feels responsible and he's going to stop it. And he shows them what our species was like in the 21st century, which is now. How we, you know, we went from war, went to race war, we went to, you know, civil war. We did, and then we finally hit World War III with nuclear bombs, and that almost wiped us all out. And it said, this is where you're going. You can either go and do this, or you can join Starfleet and become something better. But I leave it up to you. And that's what Starfleet is. That's what Star Trek is. It is hope. It is joyful. It is giving hope to the hopeless. It truly is a hopeful series. And if you never watched Star Trek before, this is a great, I think, first two episodes into this universe. Also, Star Trek Next Generation, you can find that on Paramount, you can find that on Netflix, you can find that anywhere. Watch those series from beginning to end. Yes, they're cheesy. Yes. You can see Captain Riker constantly moving himself from, you know, one part of the room to the next, and putting his leg up on top of a stool or something constantly. But it's all TV writing. It's, you know, don't look for that. Look past that. Look past some of the corny things that they say. But look at the people. Look how these people are developed. Look how these characters are developed. Look how strong the writing is in most of these episodes. Not all the episodes. Not all the episodes of Star Trek Next Generation are gold. But a lot of them are. Like, for instance, Measure of a Man is one of them that truly speaks volumes. But enough of that. Back to Captain Pike and Star Trek, you know, Strange New Worlds. I am excited to see this series. I am excited about this series. I can't wait to see what's next. I just hope that when episode 3 airs, I won't be disappointed. Or episode 4, 5, and 6, however long these season is, none of those episodes disappoint me. Because if they do, you best to believe I will be back here letting you know. But with that, that's definitely where I'm going to end it. Star Trek Strange New Worlds, strangely fun series to watch. Very surprising. And with that, let's move on to the main event, which is the Northmen.
Now, behold.
He's here. He's here.
Mother! Father is here!
The king, my lady. The king.
Your fate is set and you cannot escape it.
I've missed you, my son. One day this kingdom will be yours.
Thank you, Father. My king.
Father!
Remember, for whom you shed your last teardrop.
I will avenge you, Father! I will save you, Mother! I will kill you, Fiona!
I will avenge you, Father. I will save you, Mother. I will kill you, Fiona.
Why would he stow away to such a hellish place?
To find what was stolen from me.
And what is that?
The kingdom. You must choose between kindness for your kin or hate for your enemies.
Your strength breaks men's bones. I have the cunning to break their minds.
I will avenge you, Father. I will save you, Mother. I will kill you, Fjellner.
That was a quick trailer for The Northmen, starring Alexander Skarsgård, Nicole Kidman, Cleese Bang, Ethan Hawke, Anya Taylor-Joy, just to name some of this cast. A quick synopsis for this is, a Viking prince goes to great lengths to avenge his murdered father. And yeah, this is pretty much Hamlet, where Hamlet got its inspiration from. This is the original Hamlet. So William Shakespeare literally took this story and remade it with English names and English, you know, houses and whatnot. Instead of being a Viking story, it is now an English story. That's what William Shakespeare did. But this, I've never heard of this before until now. I didn't even know that that was actually a thing that William Shakespeare did when it came to Hamlet. And quite frankly, this is visually one of the most beautiful movies I've seen in a while. Like, everything about this, there is no, honestly, I don't feel like there was any screen time wasted on this film. Like, everything you see, it is there for a purpose. It is there to tell part of the story. Is there gods in this world? You know, is Odin a real thing? I think he is, because throughout the entire movie, you see ravens. And a lot of times it's just three ravens. And if you know mythology, you know that the three ravens are Odin's eyes when to see through the world of man. You have, you know, Skarsgård here does an amazing job. Nicole Kidman is brilliant. She really did. Quite honestly, I forgot how good of an actress she actually is. Because I haven't seen her in a movie in such a long time. I forgot how good of an actress she is. And oh my God, she's still so freaking beautiful. How is this woman still so damn beautiful? She was beautiful when I was a kid. And she hasn't aged a bit. Like, holy cow. But yeah, this film is great and awesome. Definitely worth watching. You definitely need to go out and see this. It's available anywhere that you rent films from, be it iTunes, you know, Google Play, or whatever. It's available there. So check it out and give it a shot. Now we'll move into spoilers.
Well, it does have...
Yeah, spoilers!
Okay, so this is spoilers. The Northman is bloody, ridiculously harsh. There is a scene where Nicole Kidman and Skarsgård, by the way, Skarsgård plays Nicole Kidman's son, and there's a scene there where he's about to grab his revenge, and she's married to the man that killed his father, her husband, their king, which happens to be his brother, the king's brother, I should say. I should be more specific, is the king's brother. And you find out that shortly after he took over the kingdom, he actually had to abandon the kingdom and move to this little remote island where he's living as a pretty much as a sheep farmer because another Viking king came and tried, you know, to take that land away from him. And he just ran off with Nicole Kim and his wife and his son and his army to this little remote island. But yeah, this again is amazingly shot. It's one of the most beautiful movies I've seen in a long time. It is extremely dark. Again, you're going to see a lot of people getting brutalized. It's not for the weak of heart or the weak stomach people. But yeah, this film to me was brilliant. I enjoyed myself very much. Is it anything new that you haven't seen before? No. But I enjoyed myself, and that's a big win for me. Like, again, this is coming from someone that's never seen this or heard of this to begin with. This story, that is. And so for me, this is all new. This is breathtaking. You know, then, you know, he goes out to kill his uncle, which is this king now, to, you know, get revenge. But when he goes after the uncle, he ends up killing the oldest son, and he ends up killing the youngest son, and Nicole Kidman, the same. All the last two was just freak accidents because he was just looking for him, and he, you know, Nicole ended up, you know, trying to attack him. Then the little son tried to help his mother, and then he ended up killing them both by accident. The father and him at the ending meet at the volcano. They both pretty much kill each other. But honestly, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful imagery right there. Like, you could take each of those final imageries of them fighting in the volcano, and you can use that to make a beautiful portrait. So let's rewind a little bit and talk about the fact that he also met this woman when he was, you know, sneaking in into... to get to become a, you know, sneaking to become a slave, to, you know, avenge his father, save his mother, and kill his uncle. He ended up, you know, befriending this woman who ends up becoming his wife. And next, you know, you find out at towards the ending that she's actually pregnant with twins. But the old witch that he met earlier told them that you have a choice. You can spare your enemy and live with your family, or kill your enemy and you die with him. You know, pretty much that's what it was. That's what his prophecy was. And unfortunately, he chose Amleth, chose to get revenge instead. And that's how he ends up in the volcano, and he ends up, you know, end up pretty much dying, we assume, because as soon as the final blow is on and they both go down, that's when the movie goes black and that's when it ends credits. Again, this movie is freaking brutal. Maybe I like it because of the brutality. Maybe I like it because I was shocked through a lot of it, but it's definitely worth it for me. And if you're an action person like I am, you'll definitely like this film. So yeah, that's where I'm going to end it. The Northman takes no prisoners. And with that, this is where I will call it an end to this episode. If you're on Patreon, you heard this without any commercials. Thank you for supporting me. And you also have 2 days early access to it. Thank you so much for your support if you're on Patreon. And if you're just listening normally, thank you for coming back week after week. Thank you for supporting the podcast, whichever way you can. Again, don't forget that you can reach me by email at jlplayspodcast@gmail.com or at twitter.com@jlplays78. If you agree with me or disagree with me, just let me know. And with that, remember, leave the world a little bit better than how you found it.